and welcome to 7 Quick Takes. I'm Sterling Jaquith, and this is coming out a day late because yesterday was crazy, but in a good way. So first off, I am launching a new, I don't know what to call it. It's a free thing, and it's called Catholic Life Notes, and I've been working on it for a while, and it's just so fabulous. So if you're on my email list, you got an email about this already. If you're not, just pop on to sterlingjaquith.com and sign up right there on the homepage and you'll get a link to this. So Catholic Life Notes happened because 2 years in a row, I wrapped our Advent books in tissue paper. So the first year I did it, I wrapped our Advent books in purple tissue paper and then pink for the third week. And as soon as I sat down to do it, and this was the night before Advent, of course, I realized that you could see the book titles through the tissue paper. And I was so disappointed, and even wrapping them twice wasn't great. And then I didn't have enough tissue paper to do it three times. And I was so disappointed. And then I'm not joking, you guys, the very next year, I did the exact same thing. And as soon as I started wrapping them, I was like, wow, I cannot believe I forgot that this happened last year. And I did the same thing. And that's when I thought, you know, we should just keep track of like all of the things that we do around the holidays so that we just remember, because I don't remember anything anymore. So I made this Google spreadsheet, and at first I was just going to do it for the holidays, but then I thought, well, I don't know, birthdays, I always want to remember what birthday presents were winners and which ones were duds, so that when the next kid turns that age, I can kind of remember like, oh, they really liked this thing at three. And then the same thing for 4th of July, you know, one year a couple friends of mine and I got white t-shirts, and then the kids made these like cute handprint flags on them, and it was really fun, but then it was super messy and involved, and I was like, well, I don't want a bunch of 4th of July t-shirts. So then I thought, well, why don't we just do face painting instead next year? That'd be fun. And so like, that's a great example of a thought that occurs to me that sounds super clever, but by next July, I probably won't remember, right? And so that's what this thing is for. It has all the months of the year. And you can put in whatever you want. You can put in birthdays or feast days or holidays. I actually have separate tabs for Advent and Lent because I feel like those are such a big deal. Lent slash Easter, Advent slash Christmas. There's so much to remember around that. And what you do is you go in and you basically just say, hey, this was awesome and this was not awesome. We did the same thing right after I got married around Christmas, where I Googled overnight breakfast casserole in the crock pot, and I found this recipe, which must be the first one that you get when you Google it, and it wasn't very good, and I did it the same year after that because it was the same one that popped up. And so I think, you know, putting down bad recipes and good recipes is a great use of this as well. So totally free. I made it in three different versions. I made it in Google spreadsheets. So when you click on that link, you're going to have to go to File, Make a Copy, and then it'll make a copy of it to your drive because you won't be able to edit the one, mine, that's public. And then I made it for Excel, and then I made it for Numbers. So no matter what kind of computer you have, you can get it. But it's super cool. Start using it right now. Mark down the things that are working and not working for Advent, Christmas. And then just start doing it for everything. And you're just going to see, I think, how year over year, you'll be like, yes, that was something that was terrible and I'm not going to do it. Or wow, that cookie recipe was so popular. I won't forget about it. So that was the first thing that I wanted to tell you about. And I'm going to do the 7 quick takes because the next thing is kind of built into that. So, number one, did you see my post about the Modern Lady podcast? It's amazing, you guys. I just love it. And you know I don't like it when there are two people talking. But this one's fabulous, so go check it out. It just keeps getting more and more awesome. It's just like everything they write about is super interesting. And I think that's rare these days. They're Catholic women from Canada. I might have already shared that, but I'm sharing it again because it's just amazing. Quick takes number two. My dad gave me some vanilla almond tea from the Republic of Tea. Can you tell I'm trying to convert the whole world to be tea drinkers? But anyway, this one was I never branch out. Once I find one that I like, I just drink the same tea all the time. I have a couple flavors, but so he got me this one and it was new. And it just tastes like almond croissants. One of my favorite things is almond croissants with that lovely vanilla extract in it. And I can't eat those because it would be bad for me all the time. But this tea kind of tastes like those and it makes me really happy. Number three, I have been doing this retreat called, the book is called The First Spiritual Exercises. It's Ignatian, so it's from St. Ignatius. And there are four guided retreats, and each one is 4 weeks, and it tells you, do this on Monday, do this on Tuesday. So I'm doing the first one for 4 weeks about divine love, and it is just amazing. It's amazing. It's deep. It's wonderful. It's really causing me to slow down, and it gives me these kind of phrases to chew on all day. Like, you're supposed to picture Jesus talking to you, and one of the phrases was, as you're looking at Jesus, you say, "Oh, I'm so enjoyed by you." That was just really powerful to me because I think I tell myself Jesus loves me, but the word enjoy really implies something totally different. And I've really been just resting in that phrase and chewing on it, and it's just been wonderful. Number four, I've been doing two workouts lately, and they're both free, so I wanted to share them with you. One is a kettlebell workout for moms with diastasis recti, because I love my kettlebell, but I was scared to pick it up again because, I don't know, thought my stomach might split open or something. But anyways, I found this kettlebell workout. It's great. It's on YouTube. Bless them, but the girls who run it are a little bit annoying, but just get through the intro part and the workout is great. And I'm sure they're lovely. The next one is I've been doing a 7-minute HIIT workout, high intensity interval training. And it's on, you can do it on an app from your phone. And so the guy's like, okay, get ready, wall sits. And you do it for 30 seconds and then you take a 10-second break. And anyway, it's like a hardcore 7-minute workout. I can do it 2 times. My super fit friends can do it 3 or 4 times, but I'm not there yet. But anyway, both are free. So I linked both of those in the email that I sent out in case you're looking for simple, free, quick workouts. Then number five, I made these breakfast bars and they're basically just a whole bunch of nuts and then egg whites and then dates all mixed together and then baked for a little bit. And they're super great. Chopping dates was really hard because I quadrupled the recipe. And so I was like, oh, that's not a big deal. But actually finally chopping 80 dates is a big deal. And you can't food processor them because they just lump into a ball, which is fine if you're doing something like Laura bars, like DIY Laura bars. But for this, it's supposed to be in like little individual chunks all throughout the bars. So I think I will make this recipe again, but I think I'm just going to use raisins or cranberries and be like, I'm just going to pretend that raisins and cranberries are fine. And then it would be super easy because you literally would just put everything in the bowl and mix it and then spread it out and bake it. So I linked that. And, you know, obviously those are sugar-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, all the free things except nuts, lots of nuts. So don't give it to kids who are allergic to nuts, but they seem like really good grab-and-go protein bars for breakfast or hiking. Number six, wow, more than 2,000 copies of my books were downloaded last week. I just never thought that that was going to be that popular. I don't know why I didn't think about it, but that was just incredible. So I hope you guys are enjoying that. And if any of you downloaded them and are enjoying them, it would mean the world to me if you would leave an Amazon review, right? Like, that's just worth gold to authors to have Amazon reviews. So I'm just putting that out there in case you are liking them. And then the last thing is I got the proof to my goals planner. And it took them about 3 times as long to get me this proof as they said. And here's the struggle. It's gorgeous. They did an amazing job. This printer, I mean, they just did everything I wanted. I've never made something this pretty. I just love it. I'm so excited to have the final ones. But they had told me for sure that I would have them at the beginning of December 21st. So I was actually going to do a pre-sale before December 21st. I got priority shipping envelopes to ship them out 2 to 3 days. And I thought, okay, between the 21st, you'd probably be able to get them for sure by the 27th or the 28th. Christmas time shipping is always a little bit different. So I was giving the post office some extra days in there. And I thought, okay, that's great. They'd have them by the 28th to plan their goals, you know, before New Year's, because that's when I do mine. But they basically just said they're not sure that they can do that. And it might be the week of Christmas or the week after, which just really broke my heart. And I'm so bummed. And I guess my question is this, if you feel so inclined to email me, would it be too late if you got it like January 2nd or 3rd? Because I'm pretty sure it would be then. And I'm hoping for earlier, and they said they'd really try to make it still by the 21st. But I'm just trying to decide if I should even order them. They don't have dates in them, so you wouldn't miss any space, which is really nice. And I did that on purpose so that, you know, people could use them anytime. But anyway, I'm just not sure. My husband was like, maybe we shouldn't print them. And I think we still will print them, but I'm trying to decide how many and what to say. I mean, I just don't know when now to put them on sale, and I certainly don't want to promise them by the time, because now I'm feeling a little bit nervous about this printer company. So I'd love your opinion if you have an opinion about that. All right, you guys, that's it. Catholic Women Shine Goals course will be open on the 27th. That's when you can join, buy it, and get those beginning videos, but then the group will officially start as a group on January 2nd. So I'll give you plenty of stuff to chew on for that interim time, but then, you know, as a group, we'll dive in on January 2nd. So I'm really excited about that. Of course, it's my favorite thing to do, and I'm just looking forward to doing it with all of you this year. So thanks so much for listening, and have a blessed day.